AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is breaking days of silence as police crack down on student protests over the war in Gaza. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Order must prevail.
The president says dissent is essential for democracy.
But dissent must never lead to disorder.
And while every American can express their views and peacefully protest,
it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
The president says the protests have not caused him to rethink his Mideast policies, which have included supplying Israel with weapons, and he opposes sending in the National Guard to deal with the protests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas says it is sending a delegation to Egypt for further ceasefire talks. President Biden is calling Japan and India xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants, lumping the two with adversaries China and Russia. This is day 10 in New York, and former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
Lawyer Keith Davidson, who negotiated hush money deals for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, returned to the witness stand following a contempt hearing over another round of alleged gag order violations by Donald Trump. Judge Juan Merchan heard from both prosecutors and one of Trump's defense attorneys about four more prospective violations. No immediate decision on the potential sanctions was made, and it was unclear when Merchan might rule. Before entering the courtroom, the former president talked about being on the campaign trail yesterday in Michigan and Wisconsin.
It was nice to be able to campaign one day without being in this ridiculous show trial.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. I'm Shelley Adler.
Peloton is cutting about 400 jobs worldwide as part of a restructuring effort. This is AP News. A music licensing dispute between TikTok and Universal Music Group is over. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story. I need a
wonder. Songs by musicians such as Drake, Adele, Bad Bunny, and Billie Eilish are returning to TikTok under a new licensing deal with Universal Music Group. Among the issues that were resolved in the three-month-long dispute were the removal of unauthorized music generated through artificial intelligence and better tools for artist and songwriter attribution. The question now is TikTok's future in the U.S. Last month, President Joe Biden signed legislation requiring TikTok's parent company to sell it within a year or shut down. That is expected to be challenged in court. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Officials in France inaugurated a huge water storage basin meant to help clean up the River Seine, the venue for marathon swimming at the Paris Games this summer, and for the swimming leg of the Olympic and Paralympic triathlons. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.